Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, NORWALK.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and up we will come. And literally, we, because it is harmonic energy shifting Sunday today with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They're here in the studio, and the first thing you'll find on the Animal World Facebook page, of course, is a photograph of the two of them ready for the show, and they're packing jingle bells today. Ooh, isn't that fun? So I love that. You better keep them away from me, or I'll be wanting to jingle them all the time. Yeah, I love the sound of jingle bells. Woohoo! Anyway, I'm first going to apologize to anyone that's celebrating something other than Christmas and Hanukkah this time of year, like Kwanzaa and all of that kind of stuff.
Actually, this is also the
second day. Our Roman friends out there.
Uh-huh. This is the second day of Saturnalia. Which is the Feast of Saturnalia was celebrated from the 17th to the 23rd of December with great merrymaking and role reversal, where the masters and the servants switched, and so
wow,
and lots of cool stuff.
Well, so, I don't know anything about that, but I do know that Kwanzaa is something that is celebrated as well. Mm-hmm. But the reason we do Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, there's a very good reason for that. It's because that's the only two that the Jingle Cats and Jingle Kit Dogs do. So blame it on them. And if you're enjoying the animal Christmas carols, the Jingle Cats and Dogs during the show, they're provided to us by the creator of the Jingle Cats and Dogs, Mike Spalla. And you can get your own copies of the CDs of the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs, www.jinglecats.com. Well, hey, it is a cloudy, cold day out here in the Pacific Northwest, and I think It's only 29 degrees outside the studio. It is cold and frozen, but dry, which is nice. And as always, keeping us on the air here and everything running smoothly would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And there have been some rumors of snow flurries and stuff today. Put on your weather hat and tell us what's going on weather-wise.
Not enough moisture right now, and it'll warm up later in the afternoon. We may get a little mixed snow and rain this afternoon or this evening. Okay. Maybe a little bit overnight, but then it's going to warm up.
Yeah. It's supposed to be on a warming trend and then kind of back to our rainy cycle sort of thing stuff, right?
Yep. Business as usual.
Yeah, I had some flurries yesterday. But nothing that amounted to much. But Jude and Paul, you live in the Everett area, and you said you actually got some...
We had a dusting.
A dusting of snow.
Yeah, there actually sat. I mean, there was still some on the ground this morning.
All right. And keeping everything working in the other studio would be Animal World's co-producer and her associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy. Oops.
She'd be on the phone.
Yeah, well, see, and that's what you get. She is in the other studio adjacent to us. And I can see through the glass, but there's a lot of reflection this morning. And Jude is kind of right in, you know, between me and Kathy. So I can't see much anyway. But there she is. Good morning, Kathy.
I'm here now.
All right.
I'm back.
But the phone is already ringing, so.
Yes. We're going to keep you busy this morning.
Yeah, and I have to say, I'm sorry, we're missing my personal fountain of youth, Prescott, and his mom, Trina. Don't know what's going on with them this morning, but they are off today. But no worries there, except we wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and I'm sorry you aren't here. But Kathy is here.
Yes, I am.
And
ready to take the calls.
Did you get any? You're in the Sammamish area. Did you get any snow yesterday or last night or anything?
Yes, just a little bit of just flakes floating up and down, no buildup or anything.
So. Okay, sounds like the same as what I had out in my Monroe Salton area. Flurries, but nothing accumulated. So looks like June and Paul. Mike, did you get any in the Seattle?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that you're aware of. Yep. Okay. So I guess Jude and Paul, you get the snow award for yesterday.
Okay.
And I specifically asked for none last night and this morning, of course, so that we could all get here and get out of here. And once we're out of here and where we need to be, then it's fine. They let it snow, as they say. But apparently, it's going to rain up and let it rain.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay too. All righty then. So it is Harmonic Energy Shifting Sunday today, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show once we get started here. And Jude and Paul have all of their stuff plus jingle bells today, but all of the Accutonic Forks and Tibetan Bowls and Bell and Pua and Didgeridoo and rattles, all kinds of good stuff here. And if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, you will see the picture that I snapped this morning of them in the studio here getting ready. But there are also photographs on my wall, the Animal World wall, of all the Accutonic Forks and the bowls and all of that. If you want to get a look at what we've got going here in the studio.
These are actually not all the forks, but...
Oh, no. They're the forks that you bring.
Mm-hmm.
They're the forks that come to Animal World forks.
Yeah, and they cover quite a lot of the bases.
Yeah, they do. But if you are so lucky as to get into the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle and work with Jude and Paul, they've got a lot of forks. And...
Yeah. Yeah, got them hanging on the wall because they're trying to put them on a table or something. Just
they would take up all the space.
That's right.
But you also, I think you have more than one set of everything because you have them in different rooms. I mean, you have them in the chiropractic room, you have mm-hmm. them in the gong room, as I call it,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the ones you pack around and stuff. So
well, and we have a sort of abbreviated set at home.
So you have lots of forks, lots of stuff. All right, so. Obviously, somebody's already calling in. We will officially start the show here pretty quick with our St. Francis prayers, and then I just have a smidge of follow-up, And we will do a Missing Link giveaway today sometime during the show when we've got open phone lines. I'll let you know it's time to call in and give you the Missing Link word or words of the day. And then you just let Kathy know what version of Missing Link you would like for your animal friends. Great supplement. And there's a supplement for pretty much anybody in an animal suit. And we give away three versions of the dog formula, cat formula, the vegetarian formula, wellness blend, and the bird formula or the poultry formula. There's also a horse formula, but we don't give that away on the air. And you can choose any one of the other formulas that we will send to your home. And I'll let you know when that happens. I'm going to give you phone numbers now. You can jot them down. And you're welcome to call in any time. We do have open phone lines. But we probably won't get to calls until after we take care of advertisers. So, you know, we're looking at the 920 or so range. But once you're on hold, you hear the radio show playing in your ear on the phone. So you'll be able to know what's going on. And if you want to pick up a line now, you certainly can. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So then, we once we get started here, the other thing, once I do a little follow-up, and then just to get us started, and in the spirit, ho, 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 have an annual tradition around here. I can't actually say how long it's been that we've been singing this stuff. Or that
it says
I have.
2004 on the bottom of the page.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
That's probably about then when it started. So what is that, 12 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at any rate, that I guess that's when we started the annual tradition that even though...
Oh, there's another one here, 2003.
Yeah, so, okay, so at least that long ago is when the tradition started of us. Well, someone was good enough to email me Christmas carols that have been tweaked with an animal twist to them, and so of course I had to jump on that, and because I enjoy the season so much, and the jingle cats and dogs that we sing our own version of a couple of animal tweaked Christmas carols. And since Jude and Paul Ponton have been doing the Christmas show with me now, I actually have someone else to sing with, because I tried to get Mike to sing. Mike will not sing. I mean, you know, he's really good at what he does. But other than what he does, he really doesn't want to do any. He doesn't want to sing. But I can't blame him. And Kathy, sometimes she sings, sometimes she doesn't. I think she was very shy when we started, you know, at first. But she's gotten braver over the years. I guess she probably figures if, you know, she can't be worse than me. And, of course, I'm not quite sure what my voice is going to sound like, because I still have a little of this nasal stuff from this cold thing that has been working its way through my system. And so we'll have fun with that. I'm kind of thinking that in years past, we sing them once, you know, to start the show off. But I kind of had a thought that maybe we'll sing them each hour. We'll start each hour with these. And then by the third hour, we should be really good. Don't you think? Well, we'll see how... We'll see how it goes the first hour and after that. But anyway, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Maybe we'll do it every hour.
We tell people to sing all the time. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you can
but
sing.
Not necessarily in public.
That's true. Yeah. Sing yourself. Okay. All righty. So then I guess it is time to start the show. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, we do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis, and also because it's Sunday. So we start off with a couple of Saint Francis prayers, a short one for our animal friends, a little longer one for us humans, and then we do the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. I'll explain that when we get there. So I am ready. Here we go. This is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Woohoo. Okay, now we move on to the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. Spiritual directors of the Ananda Worldwide started this prayer and this peace and harmony prayer affirmation process, gosh, I don't know, quite some time ago. And there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world doing this prayer affirmation up to five times a day. And, you know, I always say thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And how powerful this has to be. So if you would like to join us, this is how it goes. There are two prayer affirmations. You do the first one for about a minute, and that is 10 to 12 times. I do it 12 times at home. And then you do the second one three times. For the radio version, we do each one three times. And I am going to say them out loud, and you are welcome if you want to join me and you're in a position to do it. You can say them out loud along with me. You can say them silently in your head along with me, or you can not participate at all. It's totally up to you. But I do know, because I've heard from so many of you regular listeners that have incorporated this peace initiative into your daily life as well. So the first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. The second one is, Lord, fill me. So we are going to get started with the first prayer affirmation. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om shanti shanti shanti. All righty then. We are now official. Woohoo. So, speaking of being official, and it is our official Christmas Hanukkah show, and Kwanzaa, and what's the other thing we're celebrating?
Saturnalia.
Saturnalia. I've never heard of that.
Named after Saturn.
That makes
the
sense.
Roman god.
Roman god of, actually, he was a god of agriculture and sort of time. He was associated with the Greek god Kronos, who had to do with time.
Hmm. Well, all right. Saturnalia. All right. Well, we don't have anything to do that, but we've got a couple of animal Christmas carols here.
We do have a Saturn fork here.
Yeah, we have Saturn forks. I was thinking about that. So that's why you must be in tune with Saturnalia. Because it lines up with the planetary.
I have a lot of Saturn in my astrological chart, too.
It's about joy and feasting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about we'll save my favorite one for last. How about we start with Santa Paws is Coming to Town? Hey, Kathy, are you ready? Where's Kathy? Is she there?
Yeah,
she's there. She's there. Is she talking on the phone? Doesn't look like she's on the phone.
I've got too much glare.
Yeah. Kathy, are you ignoring us? Well, okay. So I guess we're on our own. It's me and Jude and Paul. Are we ready?
One and
two and... You better not bark, you better not bite, you better not scratch the sofa tonight. Santa Paws is coming to town. You better not growl, you better just purr, you better not howl or shed lots of fur. Santa Paws is coming to town. He sees you in the kitchen. He sees your every try at secretively snitching that slice of pumpkin pie. Oh, you better just know the greeting he sends. He's saying ho ho to all his best friends. Santa Paws is coming to town.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Yay! Woohoo! All right. Okay, see, don't you think if we do this every hour, we'll get really good? I think so.
We can improvise, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we more might be bells. Dancing. You never know. Yeah. Kathy might join us by the third hour, too.
More cowbell.
okay, so now here's my favorite. I love this one. I just do. Well, I mean, I like the first one, but this is my favorite. And this is done to the tune of Winter Wonderland. We just call it Doggy Winter Wonderland. All right. A one and a two and a one, two, three. Dogtails ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's yellow, not white. I've been there tonight, marking up my winter wonderland. Smell that tree, that's my fragrance. It's a sign for wandering vagrants. Avoid where I pee, it's my property, marked up as my winter wonderland. In the meadow, Dad will build a snowman, following the classical design. Then I'll lift my leg and let it go, man, so all the world will know it's mine, mine, mine. Straight from me to the fence post flows my natural incense boast. Stay off my turf, this small piece of earth. I marked it as my winter wonderland. Woohoo! Yeah, I think that we were pretty good, don't you think? Well,
not bad for a start.
Not bad for a start. All right, so I think we'll just start each hour of that because that gives us two more tries. So I think by the third hour we are going to be really hot. I mean, we might get asked to come sing for somebody. Well, okay, just pretend.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on that.
Yeah, yeah, just pretend we're the what's the name of a good choir? I've got a name, but the something-something choir. Anyway, just pretend we're them.
The Mormon Tabernacle.
Yeah, that's
choir.
It. Just pretend we're the Mormon Tabernacle choir. Mm-hmm. That's a little stretch, I admit. But
big stretch.
Big stretch. All righty. Well, let us take care of our advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So stay right where you are. We will go right to the phones when we get back. We're going to start off in Kirkland with Phyllis and then Alyssa. And who knows who's next? Got one line open. You can pick it up if you like. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. It's Harmonic and Energy Shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Aren't they cute?
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-3000. 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Is that just the cutest Jingle Bells you've ever heard? Oh, just love it, love it, love it, love it. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Woohoo! And, yeah, you're not going to find this kind of talk anywhere else on the radio dial.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah. Not with the jingle cats and dogs and us singing and then the harmonic energy shifting. Woohoo! And, yeah, where can you go and get free energy, harmonic energy shifting work?
Here.
Yeah, only here. The only place. All right. So you heard about the NuPro supplements. Just want to clarify, to be sure you know, it's NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, NuPro supplements. They are outstanding for dog, cats, and ferrets. And you can find them at NuProSupplements.com. You also heard we're always looking for to add members to our Animal World family of advertisers. You don't have to be advertising something for animals to join our advertising family here on Animal World. In fact, it always surprises me, but I still hear all the time from longtime listeners that have been listening for years, and they don't have any animals. So go figure. They like my singing voice. Yeah, right. Anyway, as long as you do something good for animals, humans, or the planet we live on, we would love to have you join the Animal World family of advertisers. And I was guided that we needed a really inexpensive package for all the people that do really great work for animals, humans, and the planet, and put their money into their products or services rather than advertising. So we've got a really hot new advertiser special for $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show and links on the website and an interview. You just can't afford not to do that. So if you are interested in joining our Animal World family, you can shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can give me a call at 360-217-7258. We also, you heard about Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle, and of course, Jude and Paul are in the studio, and you've got a special deal going on right now.
Yes, we have the tune-up, tune-in, tune-out special between now and January 15th, so if you schedule...
Oh, no, wait a minute. We're gonna tune in?
Tune-up.
Tune-up.
Tune-up for the new year.
Okay.
Tune in to our higher selves and tune out the external weirdness.
Oh, that sounds really good.
So if you schedule, even if it's scheduled after January 15th,
you have to schedule before January 31st, but the appointment could actually be after
January 15th.
Yeah. January 15th, okay.
Yeah. So $20 off first office call people and $20 off remote.
Okay, so $20 off new clients in the office and $20 off remote sessions, yeah. New or old, doesn't
right.
matter.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, that sounds great. And let us then show everybody what you do, or let everybody hear what you do. And we are going to head to Kirkland. And Phyllis, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this week?
I am I'm doing better since I heard you sing.
Yay! You mean you didn't turn down the volume, huh?
Oh, no. They were wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Aren't those cute little Christmas carols for dogs?
Yes.
I love them so much. Well, I'm so glad. Now, I think, didn't you call in last week with Dr. Nils?
Yes, I did, and I'm following your directions to call back this week.
Okay, so remind us what's going on with you.
Well, last week I called in to ask if I could get some help with whatever was blocking me from my ability to communicate with animals, which is what some people have told me that they thought I was able to do, and I had no clue. And Dr. Nils came up with, he worked with me with my eyes going to the left and to the right and number six, and he told me that he thought that when I was 12, on September 17th, when I was 12,
that's right,
which I think would have been 1966, said that I had something happen that was really sticking with my inner child and blocking me from things.
Uh-huh.
So I thought about it. I meditated on it, and I think I came up with
that happened.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't necessarily need to share that with us, but that's really great to know that you did come up with something. So that's a confirmation that Dr. Nils picked up on something. Now, Jude has already picked up on stuff because she's already working for you, and I think, you know, I said have you call in, you know, again this week, because I know Jude and Paul can, you know, can timeline and go back and look at and clear stuff. So looks like Jude, she's working in with the higher frequency forks right now. Paul, what's she doing?
Well, she started out with a high frequency new moon ohm combination, which is an opening interval, helps to open things up, kind of open the session and open up the communication. And then she went to Chiron forks, and Chiron was a Greek god of who was a centaur, and he was half animal, half horse, and half human.
Yeah.
And so that we use that energy as a way of connecting with humans and animals.
Yeah, for communicating.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm Sagittarian also.
Oh, and you're Sagittarian?
Yeah. So that's half.
Yeah, and that's
the centaur.
So I just actually did use the Saturn tuning fork, which helps us to access the timeline, and went back to that time. Actually, the nodal point for that is a little bit before that time.
So like September, what was it, September 17th when you were 12?
Yeah, so this goes back to age 10.
So, okay, so this is something that a continuous thing for a couple of years, huh?
So we're doing a combination here of Nibiru and Chiron, and this is for both the kind of healing and then creating a new matrix for the energy.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, so this would help clear out all this stuff. Oh, you get the big bowl.
Yeah, these low tones tend to get in really deep and clear things at a really deep level.
I love that, the bowls. And I love that you bring so many different sizes, and it's amazing. And I learned something, because I was in your office for my tune-up on Friday, and I didn't realize, I knew that the different size bowls make different sounds, but I didn't realize what a difference the striker makes, and what it's made out of, and how large it is. Because when I happened to be there, one of your clients was buying a bowl and was deciding what striker, and so was using different felt strikers, and it was amazing that they sound different.
Yeah, a lot of people use the kind of the wood ones to sing the bowls, but that you can do that, but we get much better overtones using strikers. So depending on the size of the striker. I mean, the bowl's size and thickness and kind of the metals it's made out of all have an influence on the tone.
Now here comes the Tibetan bell for you, fellas.
So I unraveled a pattern. It was an energy pattern at that period of time that we could just sort of change a little bit with the different frequencies. And now I'm kind of just clearing it and bringing it back to sort of a pure frequency, and then moving it back into present time now that it's all corrected.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to actually, after the new year, we're going to be doing some YouTube things about how to, different sounds of the bowls make different...
Oh,
you know,
really?
You know, some little snippets of different things about bowls and forks and sounds and stuff.
Oh, wonderful. That'd be great. And you will, of course, let us know when that's going to be so we can get it on current events and everybody can participate. Because I'd love to learn more about that. I mean, I learned a lot on Friday just sitting there watching you guys mess around with bowls and strikers and listening to the sounds. It was really cool.
I actually want to do Huatra Jajiza.
Okay. So Jude's going to do some what's called an ohm unison, which is two ohm forks. And she's doing them virtually, but she's doing them down the what are called the Huatra Jajiza points, which are points that are about a half inch out from the midline along the spine. They're kind of points at the nerve roots. So
she's going down your back, Phyllis.
Helps to balance the nervous system and also helps with kind of reformatting.
Yeah, it's like integrating new frequencies. So we played with a bunch of different frequencies to shift things for you, and then this will just help you to sort of integrate them and bring them into your body and allow your nervous system to sort of carry them through the connective tissue in your body and like that.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you.
So I've got a done window on that.
All right. So they've done what they can do with this, Phyllis. So you're what would the instruction? Pay attention to what's different.
Absolutely, right? Pay attention to what's different. Create, kind of think of yourself as kind of allowing access, and just see what happens. Don't try to make anything happen. Just sort of allow it and see what inspires you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy holidays.
God bless. Bye bye. All righty, let's head to Redmond. And Alyssa, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hello and good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Is this my Alyssa?
Yeah, this is from Ananda.
Right, I was going to say, Alyssa is a fellow Anandian, and it's a good chance for me to plug the Hatha Raja Intensive training that, you know, Morley Venkatral was, you know, on the show got me so excited about yoga and so forth that I just had to start doing Hatha yoga. And then I did the Raja Intensive as well. And Alyssa, you joined us for the classes, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's a fabulous class, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was. Definitely worth the time.
Yeah, so it's like a 3-month class, and you can do just the Hatha, the physical posturing, or just the Raja, the spiritual meditation part of the yoga class, or you can do them both, which I did them both, and I think you did them both too, didn't you?
Yep, I did.
Yep, and they will be repeated one more time before next fall. They start again at both the Ananda Meditation Temple in Bothell and East West Bookshop in Seattle. They start, I think it's the last week of January. And I enjoyed the Hatha yoga so much, but it was my first time. And it was real interesting in me doing Hatha yoga and then working with Jude and Paul to keep my physical body in balance and so forth. And I think I'm going to repeat the Hatha yoga, Alyssa, again, because I enjoyed it so much. So anyway, what can Jude and Paul help you with today?
I've had some digestive issues, so I was just hoping to receive a healing.
Ah, okay. I think they can do that. So they're tuning in right now. And is this something, is this chronic or just acute, or something that's just happening recently?
I might be more on the chronic side.
Okay.
So Jude is doing an interval. It's called the Earth Day 5th, and this is a tonifying or building interval, and she's doing it on an extraordinary vessel that's called the chong, or the penetrating vessel. The opening point for this is a spleen point, which in Chinese medicine, the spleen is responsible. The energy of the spleen is responsible for supporting the stomach, and now she's doing an ohm octave, which helps to balance things at a new level. I think. I'm also getting stomach 36 and REN 12.
What's your stress level been like?
I haven't. I'm on winter break right now, and so it's not that stressful. But I get in the past, it's It's definitely been worse.
So you're in a school program?
Yeah, I'm in college.
Okay.
So I want to do the die as the other extraordinary vessel and then do those.
Yeah, the other thing that happens with, and this is, we'll give you a little Chinese medicine here, the spleen energy is responsible for what they call the, it's basically for assimilation of nutrition, but it's also responsible for the energy behind the assimilation of information. And so when you're in a demanding program where you're using, you know, where you're processing a lot of information, like a school program or a job where you're processing a lot of information, sometimes the spleen's not strong enough to do both that and the digestion.
Oh.
And we used to, in acupuncture school, we used to call it student syndrome. Students would come in with this really strong constitution, digestion, and about a year into the program, they started having digestive issues just because the program was so demanding that they were using that information assimilation and weren't able to assimilate the nutrients as well.
Is that something that resonates with you, Alyssa?
I think so. Like throughout time, I could see that as being part of it. Yeah.
I think Jude did a little bit of moving of energy. Were you working on the daimai? Yeah, there's a point. There's another extraordinary vessel called the daimai, and this is it's actually called the girdle vessel or the belt vessel is the way it translates, and it's partly about moving forward, but it also the opening point is a gallbladder point, which helps to also balance the liver. And sometimes we were getting a little bit of liver constraint energy, meaning that the energy of the whole body isn't, the liver is responsible for the smooth flow of energy in the whole body. And sometimes when the liver gets stuck a little bit, it'll go to the weakest or most vulnerable organ. So sometimes it'll attack the stomach or the digestive system. So we're balancing out the liver part of it as well.
So I did do REN 12 and stomach.
Right, and we did, and then we did some additional supportive.
Now you're getting a small medium bowl here, Alyssa. That's a nice sound.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling that in my third chakra, so that's good.
Kind of that does feel like it sounds a real powerful sound. Yeah. Are you feeling anything, Alyssa?
It's hard to say.
Okay. Well, you know, some people do. A lot of people don't. That doesn't mean it's not working. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, now you get some of the chimes.
This is Mars and Venus. This is just balancing yin and yang energies kind of in general here.
I love these chimes. They're really nice. They're red and pink for Mars and Venus. They're an unusual shape, too.
Yeah, they played around with them to get the best sort of resonance for the kind of stuff we're doing.
When they were created?
Yeah.
Were they created after the acutonic forks?
Yes. Yeah.
Then the chimes came along?
Yeah. The chimes, we have a full set of planetary chimes as well. And for the, we also have the gongs, which are planetary, but not everybody has space or resources to get gongs. So the chimes are a kind of a halfway step that you can, it gives you that kind of deep resonance.
So now you got the Tibetan bell there for a moment. And now Jude is feeling. Oh, she's.
Okay, and then we're just grounding the energy again using the.
So you're doing the big ohms on the bottom of her feet?
Yeah, the kidney one point on the bottom of the feet to connect to the earth. And the spleen and stomach energies are, in Chinese medicine, are part of the earth element as well. So it's kind of a double action here.
Jude's getting something I think she wants to, yeah.
I'm getting also that that a little ginger and also some cardamom would be good for your digestion.
Ginger and cardamom?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is, Alyssa?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and then what does she do with the ginger and the cardamom?
The ginger, she could, it's fresh ginger. So
fresh
she could
ginger.
Grate it, a little bit of it and put it in a stir fry or a soup or something like that. The cardamom,
Is that a cardamom? Is that like a spice or something? Yeah. Is that what it is? Because it sounds familiar to me.
They come in little pods, and there's little seeds in it. They put it a lot in baked goods, especially this time of year. But you can throw a little bit of it in like a smoothie or in your oatmeal or something like that. It's aromatic, and aromatic spices have a tendency to soothe the digestion and move things through the digestive system.
Okay. All right.
I was going to say, I was like, ginger sounds really good. I was thinking that all throughout yesterday.
Oh, really? there was an intuition there.
I like the ginger in is the crystallized ginger.
I especially use that when I've got like throat things.
Uh-huh.
We keep the crystallized ginger around, and I just suck on it, and it opens all that stuff up through there. So.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But you know, ginger in especially sort of fresh or just slightly dried ginger, but not so much the powdered ginger because that's a little hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That sounds good. And then, Alyssa, pay attention to what's different.
Yeah. I mean, you may not notice anything right in this minute, but just sort of pay attention to any kind of subtle changes in anything that you notice that's a change, even if it doesn't seem directly related to your digestion, is a sign that stuff is shifting, and so kind of lean into that, whatever it is.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, then certainly, Alyssa, the next time I see you, I will be at the meditation temple a lot over the holidays. It would be worth us having a conversation on the side, and I can share with you all the stuff that I learned when I went through some digestive stuff a couple of years ago.
Okay, perfect.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Yep,
happy holidays.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we are going to take care of advertisers. Remember, listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And, boys, then we're going to California, talking to Shannon. And we have open lines, if you'd like to pick one up, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. It's toll-free, but remember the 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Eileen Grimes, and I am an astrologer in the greater Seattle area, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show, which airs every Sunday at 2 p.m. Our show is about the astrological world with fun features, wonderful guests, and your phone calls. So don't forget Sundays at 2 p.m. The Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Vicki Draper is a highly regarded modern-day animal healer, a natural-born animal communicator and author who supports family animals with health, harmony, and ease, addressing wellness during every stage of your animal's life. With her skill set, she serves people locally, remotely, nationally, and internationally. Is your dog barking? Cat going outside of the litter box? Animals fighting? You're frustrated, at your wit's end. And if you desire relief and need to gain harmony and calm in your household, you're invited to get in touch with Vicki online. Log on to healingyouranimal.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Oh, love those chestnuts on an open fire. I said last week that it reminds me of when I was in grade school and in Laurelhurst, and we'd go to the Laurelhurst playfield after, you know, on our way home after school, and big, huge chestnut trees. And in the fall, of course, we would be a race to how fast you could get over to the playfield to collect the chestnuts, you know, and then those green spiky things, and you had to break it off. But then we ate them raw. But I've never had roasted chestnuts. Oh. But the raw, just eating it was, oh, I love them. They were one of my favorite things in the whole world, but I haven't had a chestnut for eons, so I don't even know where to get any.
Yeah, I grew up back east, and so at Christmas time, we used to go into New York City, and you could get, there were vendors, you know.
that had roasted chestnuts? Wow.
And then I kind of learned how to roast them.
You did?
Yeah. So
roast them and put a little salt in the... Where do you get them to roast? We ran into on a stand in Seattle too. Remember?
Oh yeah, that was amazing. Because I didn't have to do it. So a lot of the specialty store, you know, in grocery stores, uh-huh. like I mean, Whole Foods might have them sometimes. Huh. Sometimes QFC has had them, and you kind of cut an X in them. And then what I just read, something about that you should soak them in water for, you know, like 10 minutes or so that they steam when you put them in, and then they cook faster, and you have to peel them. You have to peel the shells off right as soon as you can touch them, though, because wow. otherwise, if the shells get too, if they cool off too much, then they're harder to peel.
Well, there you go. Learned something about chestnuts. Anyway,
there you go.
I loved them as a kid, and we just heard about the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Vashon Island. Remember, they've got absolutely phenomenal distance learning classes, so you don't have to go to Vashon to become an animal massage therapist or take any of their wonderful classes. They have wonderful distance learnings. They've got campuses all over the world now, and great classes for all kinds of other things. You don't have to be becoming a professional massage therapist. They've just got great stuff, and so check them out. NWSAM for Northwest School of Animal Massage, NWSAM.com. And then, of course, you heard about our Healing Your Animal expert, Vicki Draper. Check her out at healingyouranimal.com and her crystal essences and her new book, Bridging the True Love Connection Between You and Your Animals. And I wrote the foreword for that. And you can get that through her website as well. And then also you heard about me. And I am always available as an animal behavior therapist and trainer. That's what I do when I'm not here on the air. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their animals, it's always worth giving me a call, because if I'm not the best one to help you, I probably know who is. And I would love to chat with you, and I do that for free. All righty, then. Let's get back to we do have open phone lines, and would love to hear from you. Local number, 425-373-5527. If you'd like a free remote harmonic energy shifting session for you or your animal friends, 1-888-298-5569. 1-888-298-5569. All righty, we are going to head down to Oakland, California. And Shannon, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
All right, Shannon, we talked to you last week with Dr. Nils as well.
Right.
And you have a golden retriever.
I have.
7 years old, is that right?
Yes.
And that's Drover?
Drover. Mm-hmm. Drover.
And as I recall, he's got some skin stuff going on and some itching and hot spots and that kind of stuff?
He does. And his hot spot at the base of his tail got a little bit better. But his underside, he's still itching away, and mostly around the back of his legs and his groin area. His skin's a little, it's kind of like it's it looks dirty, but we've given him baths and tried to get it off, so it's a little discolored.
Yeah, that's a dark that's a dark pigment change, I think you're describing, Shannon, and that is a result of chronic inflammation.
Okay.
Jude and Paul are tuning in. I thought about you after last week's show because there's a lot more I want to talk to you about. But let's see what Jude and Paul get here. And get that.
Well, Jude's going to start with the Huatojaji points down the back again, kind of helping assimilation. Have you played around with trying different foods?
Well, he's been on the same exact food, dry food, since we've had him, which has been forever, and about 3 tablespoons of cottage cheese every morning.
What food do you feed him?
What food, Miles, what food do we feed him? Sorry, Costco brand dog food. And we've taken him off the apples and bananas that he would get every once in a while. So we've kind of cut him back on that. So he's just really getting his regular food now for the last several weeks, just to see if that was the problem.
No, very likely. Well, I'm just telling you, that's one of the things, some of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I want to make sure to see what else, if there anything Jude and Paul are picking up here before I go off on stuff.
We think this inflammation is actually coming from digestion and assimilation, so we're going to go back to the Chong meridian as we did with Alyssa earlier.
Okay.
To help balance that. And the first thing that came up for me when we were tuning into this was the food, and even if it's the same food, sometimes dogs will get
an allergy. Well, I got exactly the same thing after, you know, the show last week, Shannon. Golden retrievers are my breed, so I'm very familiar with them. They are very prone to an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that we refer to as Pleckner syndrome. And I've featured the veterinarian who discovered this, Dr. Pleckner, on the show for many years. If you go to my website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on the audio archives, and you scroll down to the bottom, when we started archiving, the first show we archived was a Dr. Pleckner Vet Sunday, and then every Vet Sunday with Dr. Al since then has been archived. So you could listen to a bunch of shows, Dr. Al, and what this endocrine immune imbalance is all about. But the bottom line is, it can be tested for with a blood test panel, and there is hormone replacement therapy. But food and food allergies are a huge part of this. And with the type of skin irritation that you're describing and that black pigment, that really, you know, I'd lay money on the table that your dog, A, has this endocrine immune imbalance, and B, has food allergies and sensitivities. And it's usually the food that causes the itching and the scratching, or is the underlying thing that's tying up the immune system and the hot spots. So, and the classic thing would be, well, he's been on, now, Costco food is actually, you know, a pretty decent food. You know, it's kind of a middle of the road, you know, quality. So it's not a crummy food, but it does have common allergens in it. So what you should do, if you've been feeding that most of his life, you want to look at the ingredients in that food. That might be chicken. It could be rice, could be potatoes, could be other, you know, protein forms. You want to look at the first 5 ingredients of that food, and then you want to switch him on to a food that doesn't have any of those 5 ingredients in it. If you can. And it's amazing what a difference getting them on a hypoallergenic food. My golden retriever, Robbie, is also food sensitive. I feed his base food is canine caviar, and I rotate him between the lamb and the fish, which he's very sensitive to the chicken. But that's the place to start with that. You can also, like I said, listen to the Pleckner Vet Sunday shows. The book that explains this endocrine immune imbalance is called Pets at Risk.
Okay.
Dr. Al Plechner, which is Plechner. And you can usually get a copy of that Pets at Risk on Amazon for, you know, $5 to $10. It's only $13.95, new from the publisher.
Okay.
And, you know, Jude and Paul are working away here, and I'll have Jude fill you in. They're kind of powwowing now about Drover, and I'll have them fill you in on what was going on. But I would strongly suggest you get Pets at Risk and read that.
Okay.
We got to get him on hypoallergenic foods. The fruits that you were describing that you were giving him aren't usually a problem. Cottage cheese isn't usually a problem, but if you've been giving it often, it's a good idea to stop that, you know, and let's see if a cleaner, simpler formula food without the same ingredients will help. And it would be a really good idea if you called me off air. So,
okay.
You know, we could do a phone session and I could educate you about all of this. And
okay.
then
okay.
I also, now the other thing, but if you want to, you know, fool around yourself with it and read the book and all of that, make note that the third Sunday of January, January 15th, will be my next Vet Sunday, and Dr. Bill Burlingame will be back in the studio, and he is probably the most knowledgeable vet in the country about this endocrine immune imbalance, other than Dr. Al, the vet that discovered it, because
okay.
Dr. Bill's been working with cases for the last 10, 12 years.
Okay,
so it would be very
it.
Good for you to call in. He's got the best immune support, it is really, that kind of stuff makes a huge difference. So we can talk to you all about that on Vet Sunday, or you can call me off the air and I can educate you more.
Okay.
All right. So what's been happening behind the scenes here?
Well, we did, besides the Chong extraordinary vessel, also did the Ren, which goes up the front and affects the nourishing the yin, and when there's inflammation, the yin, you know, usually means the yin is a little weak. And so she did that and did the Saturn for, because Saturn is a planet that has a correspondence not only to like bones and structure, but also to skin. So kind of at a symptomatic level, working with that. Also did. Kind of did some stuff for pituitary for regulation of the endocrine system using the Om Saturn as well. Jude, I saw doing a little bit of Chiron to help with, you know, just general animal healing. And now she's got Om. She's got Mars and Venus high frequency for her.
They're also good for hormonal balance.
Right.
Excellent. Yeah, because I think that's what we're dealing with, is a high total estrogen and low antibodies. Suppress or, you know, blocked receptor sites for thyroid and that kind of stuff. So anything that can help with that would be great.
How long has he had this?
How long has he had it?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say this intense, I think I told you, Martha, last weekend, my son took him for a walk August, and we've had a drought, and so he loves mud puddles when it's hot. And he was sitting in a mud puddle, you know, just kind of bathing himself, getting cool. And then I think my son didn't give him a very adequate bath. So we started noticing it after that.
Yeah, I tell you what, Shannon, we are up against the clock and we've kind of run over.
Okay.
Can you wait? Can you hold on?
Sure.
Because I don't have any other callers right now. And I want to tell you about my favorite hotspot treatment. And I know Jude's got some more questions and stuff and we want to tune in. So let's have you hold over. We'll enjoy the Jingle Cats here for a little bit. And we'll bring you up as the first caller in the next hour, okay? All right. So Shannon will hold on. We're closing out hour number one, firing up hour number two. And first up here, I believe, you know, it's a medley, so it doesn't get to it into the middle of the song, but my favorite version of Hava Nagila, I just love it, and we're going to hear that first. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Enjoy the Jingle Cats right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.